Hey guys, it's Michelle Collins. Welcome to the Michelle Collins Show. It's my show, and I'm thrilled you're here. We're going to be bringing you episodes every single week with different co-hosts, the same usual nonsense, off-the-cuff humor, news, advice, pop culture. I know it's a novel concept for a podcast, but what can I say? I'm an innovator. That's what I do. You'll be getting episodes every week, but if you want to hear daily episodes, you can head over to my Patreon. That's www.patreon.com/MishCall, MichColl. I have co-hosts every single day. It's funny. It's loose. It's authentic. I do weekly episodes with my mother. If you're curious as to how someone is made this way, I highly recommend tuning into those and some video content as well, which is exciting. I'm off to contour, but I want you to enjoy this episode. It's fabulous. We adore you and we look forward to seeing you over on the Patreon. Hey guys, it's Michelle Collins. This is Midnight Snack. If you're hearing this, this is the free version of Midnight Snack. To hear the entire episode, which is clocking in at an hour and a half, you can go to patreon.com/MichColl, MichColl. You can sign up for a free trial. Not only hear Midnight Snack, but you can hear daily episodes of the Michelle Collins Show. They come out every morning. They're hilarious. They're fun. So head over to patreon.com/MichColl. We'll see you there and enjoy the episode. Hello, everyone. It's Michelle Collins. Welcome to an extra nasal episode of Midnight Snack. You always know it's going to be good when you can barely get through the sound of my own voice. And that's how I know today is going to be a hit episode. Wrap this one, Spotify. Right, Dan? You can wrap this one. Right, Dan?
That's right. That's right, Michelle.
Let me just throw it to Dan in the studio. Dan Acton in the studio. Hi, Dan. It's Michelle Collins. It's Midnight Snack. It's early. It's funny. This is a very early episode for us, but we love it.
Yeah, I know. I love it. I was actually out late last night, so I'm caffeinated up. I'm having fun. Yeah.
Are you having fun? I would like the jury to weigh in on whether or not Dan is having fun. Wait, I saw you went to a show last night. Dan, by the way, sees more shows. I'm going to suggest that you start becoming a theater critic or something. Dramaturgy, is that a word? I feel like you need to get into that world because you see every show that is out.
I know. Well, my friend is a critic. That's why I get to go to all these things.
Oh, so funny. We talk critic about adjacent. That's good enough.
Yeah, I'm critic adjacent. I tried to write a review once and I was like, I just never stopped writing and I wasn't sure about it. So that's not me. But yeah,
it's very beautiful. It's like your love letters to me. You can never stop writing them.
Yeah. I just never hit send.
And then you never send them, which is the funniest. That's the thing that hurts the most. But I know that you're still writing it. So it's just me out of bed dots in the morning.
Yeah. No, I saw the show Stereophonic last night that was great. It was basically the like Fleetwood Mac story. It was this like story of this band making in the 70s, making their epic album. The music was so good. The music was by somebody who was in Arcade Fire. So
the way you say that is really funny.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded like you said it as three words, like you and I have something called a Cade Fire. And then when other people talk about it, they're like, oh, you mean Arcade Fire?
I don't know if I've ever actually said Arcade Fire.
You say it really funny because I say, like, now I don't know how I say it. You've actually broken my reality of how to speak English. Because I feel like when I say it, it's like, oh, Arcade Fire. I don't know, but now I'm saying it and it's weird sounding. Oh, no.
Next time when you're on my shoulders at the next show and you're screaming it.
You're laying on the ground, by the way, just so people know. Dan's actually not standing when that's happening. He's sitting cross-legged on the ground and then I'm on his shoulders and I'm still high. I'm still over everybody. That's the craziest thing. People think I'm on someone's shoulders like a normal sized person. Arcade Fire. There we go. Yeah. That felt better. Arcade
there
Fire.
We go.
Arcade Fire. And they had to go put that thing out because it was absolutely, I've seen them. I feel like every festival I used to go to back when I was at the age to do things like that, it didn't matter what festival it is, whether or not I planned it, if I was there for work or for fun, I was either seeing Arcade Fire or Mumford & Sons. Oh. One of those two motherfuckers was rolling in. Yeah. And I always preferred Arcade Fire, obviously, because I have taste. You know, the Mumford & Sons aesthetic and sound, not to neg on mom, but it's a bit, I don't want to go too neg on mom, but I do hate the jug playing aspect of Mumford and Sons. There's a bit of bottom floor on the Titanic energy going on there. Like, let me smoke a cigar and drink a beer at the same time while standing on my toes and everyone's cheering for me, which is a fun thing sometimes, but I'm a lot of the suspenders, a lot of those like old tweed caps, hate
oh,
that.
Yeah.
You know how, that's my least favorite.
Yeah, it's a Journey of Natty Gann kind of.
I don't even know what that, Journey Natty Gann. Yeah, now I know what that is. Say it again.
The Journey of Natty Gann. Did I say that right?
I don't know.
The way you say Journey of Natty Gann.
Oh my God, I'm dying loving. Yeah. Anyway, well, that's fun. I saw your Instagram post and I thought you went to see, I got excited because back way before my Mumford era, I loved a band called the Stereophonics. And I think they're Welsh, actually, but English. And the lead singer, I had such a crush on the lead singer and I loved them. And I was like, oh my God, if you went to see the Stereophonics, are they even touring? I got so excited. And then I realized, oh, it's, that's not a thing. By the way, speaking of shows, so tomorrow night, I have tickets to Beyonce's movie premiere. I think it actually technically premieres tonight. But if you want to know just how bleak things are for me in Miami, and believe me when I say they're bleak. Hello? They're pretty bleak.
Yeah.
if you're curious, my friends, and I say plural so lightly, the S is a Times New Roman font 3, because I have two friends here. So it's like a hair above friend. It's not even like multiple groups, friends. It's a friend with a little puppet, and the puppet hates Beyonce. No one wants to come with me. No, one friend is in Mexico for a wedding. Another friend has Shabbat dinner. She can't come. And then a third friend that I was like, oh, I have a third friend. You know, it's like I'm going through the Rolodex, and the Rolodex is a handful of hair. It's like hair from the bathroom sink. I'm like, yeah, I just got to go through the Rolodex. I'm just like fingering through like old stamps.
Fingernail.
Yeah. It's just stamps and stamps. And people are like, Michelle, these people are long dead. I'm like, please, I'm speed dialing them. Stop. Anyway, then I have a third friend. And I was like, oh, he'll want to go because he's fun. And I texted him. Yeah. And he was like, oh, my God, actually, this was really funny. He was like, I hate Beyonce. And how anyone can hate Beyonce, especially someone who I talk to from time. Maybe that's why I forgot he was here, because I was like, oh, of course. This friend. And he was like, oh, I hate Beyonce. I would never want to go to Beyonce. And I was like, oh, okay. That's shocking to me. I'm going to go probably alone and just, I don't know what I'm going to do is like put a dummy. Should I get one of those like carpool lane dummies and bring it with me to Beyonce?
Yeah. Just a box of wine and a jacket next to you. Yeah.
Franzia and a tweed cap. I'm like, yes, he's from Mumford and Sons. Yes. Stop asking him. He was in Mumford and Sons. Stop asking.
I feel like even if you technically like hate Beyonce, like seeing a concert video or a concert movie, it's going to be great.
Well, first of all, even if you, how anyone can even hate her, that's like a bias that I can't unpack. I don't know what that is. That's a really, really tough one for me because you know how I feel about her. And I also agree with you 100% where having seen the concert twice, it is a mind blowing. It is a feat of engineering and talent and orchestration and choreography. I mean, it's just incredible. But I'll be honest with you, once he said it, I'm like, well, I don't want you to come with me. Like, fuck that. I want to enjoy myself. The last thing, once he said it,
you'd be like feeling him like rolling his eyes next to you the whole time. Like, he would be able to like
100%. This is only good energy only. I'd rather go alone, to be honest. So that was over with. And then the funny thing was, I was like, oh, because he said, what are you doing this weekend? And I was like, let me check my calendar. And then I reached over and I just stuck my hand in a pool of yogurt. That was my calendar. I'm nothing. I literally don't do anything. So I don't know. I was like, anyway. So he goes, oh, because I'm going. This is so funny. By the way, he's like hilarious and funny. So, you know, this makes me laugh. There is a thing that I have hated since I was a little girl here in Miami. First of all, there's a flea market called the Swap Shop. I'm assuming you have not heard of the Swap Shop, Dan.
No, I haven't. No.
Actually, I'm going to Google it to get the history. I hope they have a Wikipedia. I pray they have a Wikipedia. So the Swap Shop is, it's north. It's in Broward County and near Fort Lauderdale. And it's a huge flea market, but not like a fun one. I feel like people who have not been to places like the Swap Shop, when they hear the word flea market, and maybe I'm wrong to say this, but they assume it's going to be like Antiques Roadshow, flea market flip, you know, that kind of a fun, sell your old furniture and clothes and like vintage stuff.
Right.
That
Find
is not
treasure.
Treasure hunting. That is not what the Swap Shop is. The Swap Shop is, you know, 99 cent shoes, t-shirts. My mother, so when I was growing up, we used to go, my family, because my mom would buy all her reading glasses there. She had a guy who sold really funky, like Dame Edna adjacent reading glasses, and she would hoard them, like, buy, and then everyone, you know, it was her thing, everyone going, I love your reading glasses, you know, she loved that, so she would go there.
Yeah
You know what I mean,
but that's what I always say. If you meet somebody and they've obviously like really thought about one little piece that they're, whether you like it or not, if they're wearing something that's a statement, you have to say you love it. Like, I love your toe ring or whatever, you know.
That toe ring, I can guarantee you the toe ring is from the Swap Shop. I already know it is. It's every, so it's just, it's the kind of place where growing up, when we had to go, I hated it so much, but what really put it over the edge, and actually just even talking about it right now, I think I'm unpacking something that really I haven't considered in a long time. You know that I'm very anti-circus, not only because obviously the animal situation is bad, but the clowns, I hate ringleaders in any capacity. I don't like them in an office, and I don't like them under the big top. I don't like...
Not in a car.
Not in a gang. I don't like a ringleader. Don't lead me. I'll lead my own ring. And then you do your thing over there. It's fine. The only circus adjacent thing I like is the Britney album, which is probably my favorite album. But other than that, I really just, I do like, I feel like you kind of, don't be mad at me for one of them. I feel like you are a bit pro circus. Yes or no?
Yeah, I'm pro circus.
I knew you would be.
I think, it's like a lost art. Like all these kids are forced to go to it. I would go for sure.
I don't know. I hate the circus. I know where it stems from, where, and if you're a true Mishette, as they say, you will already know the story. But when I was 5 or 6, my dad was like, let's go to the circus, right? So what if I was like, and then he left and I never saw him again? Can you imagine? That's why I hate them. No. My dad was like, I'm going to go to the circus, be back in 5. We never heard from him again. No, my dad was like, let's go to the circus. And if my memory is correct, it was just my dad and I. Like, my mom and brother did not come. And there was a circus that was, oh God, on, anyone who knows Miami, Holover Beach is, it's like between Surfside and Bell Harbor. And there's this one area right before you go over the little bridge to Bell Harbor, which is like a super fancy, rich area. There's like a big expanse overlooking the bay where people fly kites. I know that sounds like I'm making it up, but yeah, it's like people sell those big kites and everything. And then they built a tent there and had a circus in this big piece of land. I think it's also like a boat marina, must be. But it was like a real penny circus. I don't believe it was a licensed circus. I don't know. There were no licenses involved, that I can guarantee. There was a tent. Right. You walked in. There were hay bales all over the ground. That's where you sat. And it was
cool.
It was, I now as an adult look back on that and realize these were addicts who got their hands on some costumes and then terrorized children in a traveling tent. Because the way that these clowns were scaring me, I mean, really, like, thinking about this day, there was one guy in particular, I have the memory, you know, they're like that core memory phrase, right? I can picture this clown running toward me. I'm sitting on a hay bale, running toward me with a red I'm like crying though, with a red nose on, and getting all in my face, like, do you like the circus? I swear to God, I think he asked me, do you like the circus? And I didn't know what to do. It was like Ralphie in A Christmas Story with Santa. Like, it was just such a scary, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, he was like in my face. And I don't know if I cried or if I probably do what I do today, which is I just shut down completely. I think that I just like powered down as a human. And from that day forward, anything circus related is hell. Now, how does this all tie back to the swap shop? The swap shop has a circus in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It just runs all the time?
I believe. Oh, this is fun. I believe. No, it's bad because there's like animals there. And so even as a little kid, I'm sure there are clowns. I mean, if you don't think there's meth and, you know, what I almost said fen-fen. They're all on diet pills. No, what do they call? It's not fentermine. Fenfen in town for only 1 month before he heads back to Shanghai. You got to catch him now because he is Fenfen. Actually, I guarantee you there is a celebrity named Fenfen somewhere who is morbidly obese. There's no doubt. Just hugely grotesque. Fentanyl. Oh my God. That just shows, by the way, you know why? Because I unlocked my childhood file. That's why Fenfen came up. I'm like, oh, diet pills. Sorry. Where was I? Fentanyl. Guarantee you that it's just a hotbed of heroin production and consumption. There's no question. Swap shop. So my friend was like, oh, I said, he goes, what do you have to this week? And I said, oh, I actually do have some plans. He goes, oh, because I'm going to the swap shop circus if you want to come. Hmm. And I said, that's my Beyonce. Like that to me.
Yeah, exactly.
How you hate Beyonce. And isn't it funny that one person can. Also, who wants the fuck goes to the circus? I got to retext him. I know this person and he's that does like track for him a little bit. It makes sense because it's just weird enough. Like he's into like weird stuff. So it makes sense a little bit. But also like, God, I really hate.
Yeah,
everything.
Two adults going to the.
Oh, my God. Call the cops, honestly. Bring the police.
Yeah, right.
No, I agree. I hate it. I'm like, no, thanks. Even if he just said, hey, I got to go buy reading glasses at the swap shop, I'd say no. I mean, one of the best parts of being grown is that I don't have to ever go to the swap shop again. It makes my skin crawl.
So I Googled the swap shop and the circus did pop up immediately. And this is not even, are you sure that there's animals there anymore? Because it's called the Garden Brothers Nuclear Circus. Humans
yeah, blow
gone
them all
wild.
Up. They blow them all up. Wait, I'm looking it up. Oh, Garden Brothers. Oh, I see now the circus. And I see that maybe it is something that is only here for a little bit. That's interesting.
Humans gone
yeah,
wild.
It's a traveling circus. Oh, interesting. That's why he's going this weekend. Okay, you want to know what? I'm happy that we're unpacking this on the show.
Yeah.
Because now that makes more sense to me. See, when I was growing up, I swear, and this could be a lie. This could be a false memory. In my rat brain, I feel like I did see like a sad elephant there. I love it because I really don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's true, but even talking about it, I remember my instinct, like the vision print that comes up for me is like a sad, abused elephant. But that could just be because of any circus. There was always one, you know?
I don't think so. This is different. I just sent you the information. It's really like selling me on it. Like,
Read it to me.
It's just like, okay. This year's show is packed with breathtaking special effects, arena seating, concert style sound, blah, blah, blah. It's a fast paced 100-minute performance with performers from over 22 countries, theatrical European 5-ring setting, the human cannonball, aerial artist that will blow your mind, the wheel of death, motorcycles in the sphere of fear, that sounds good, the funniest clowns, which is capitalized, so maybe that's like,
wait, I'm in it. No, hold on, am I in it? Is my picture there?
Jugglers as seen on America's Got Talent. We could keep going, but you just need to see it. 3 exclamation points. You gotta
should
do
I
this.
Go should I go?
Yes. There's a giant slide.
I really don't want to go to the swap shop.
Oh. Come hungry because there's plenty of food.
All right, I'll go. Stop. Okay,
showtimes are literally like every 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's the thing is that the circus never quit. When you went, there was always some time going on where you could go see it. And at least to my parents' credit, I don't believe they ever forced me to go to that circus versus the one by Holover Beach. Oh my God, that those hay bales. I'm in it. It's like, do you have a memory like that from when you're little? Where, what's like one of the scary, this is a really good question for our audience, I feel. And you guys can sound off in the comments. But what is like
the scariest thing from when I was a kid?
From when you were little, like not obviously, and please don't take this down a dark path in that way. Because we
no,
all have.
No. No, immediately the scariest thing was, do you remember when cable TV first started and people could actually pirate cable, like they could pirate cable TV channels and take them over?
I've never seen that. I've heard of this, but yeah, I'm listening. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my parents went to sleep. It was Sunday night and I was watching PBS and it was, you know, because I did. And it was an old Doctor Who from the 70s. So that's scary already. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I'm the only person awake. The TV snaps out and a guy with a Max Headroom mask comes on TV, screaming at the camera, taking over the whole TV. It was the most terrifying thing.
That's scary. I feel like that's a famous incident. Is that famous?
Yeah, I looked it up later and it really is famous because they still don't know who did it. And at the PBS offices, like people just went, they like said it and forget it. Like nobody was there. And so the guy was on. The only reason he stopped is because he got bored of doing stuff on TV. But he was just, it was so scary. It was the creepiest thing in the world. And I was all alone. It was like scary.
I have to tell you that is horrible, horrible. That's probably what I felt like watching Howard the Duck, where I was like, oh, I was by myself, you know, little. Dan's favorite film.
Howard the Duck was the first time I was looking forward to it so much when I was a kid. I was like, this is going to be great. And it was the first time afterwards that I've like experienced like, oh, a movie can be bad.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It was the first. Before that, every movie was like, this is fun. Like going to the movies is fun. And that was like a real growing up moment. Yeah.
I think for me, that was Problem Child. I remember hating that movie as a kid. I was like, this movie fucking sucks.
I did too, but now I watched it recently and I did sort of laugh.
Oh yeah, of course you did.
I think I've come around again. Yeah.
When Dan's very much on the, you know. No, I don't remember about whatever. Wait, so that's the scariest thing. But do you remember anything? Because here are like the memories that come to mind, like right, if like we're doing a flashbulb, you know, one time I was, again, it's always like involving public parks. We should just not take children to parks, I think. Ooh. But I was in a bathroom and I guess I thought I locked the door and I didn't. And I was like six. I mean, I was little and the door, I guess, wasn't locked properly. And a woman who in my memory, you know, the drawing of, is this an old woman or a beautiful lady in a hat? You know, that drawing.
Yeah.
That's what this woman looked like. Like she had she must've had like a beach hat on or something, but she like threw the door open to go pee. I mean, it was crazy, but it was just this silhouette of a woman in a large hat, like looking at me on the toilet. That was
scary.
To this day. To this day, that toilet memory, it's why I can't pee. I genuinely cannot pee. You know what's interesting? I really can't hold my pee in for a long time. I wonder if that's part of it. You know, you've gone out with me. I can go a whole night without peeing. I'm so good at that. That it's a blessing, but also for sure a curse. Like I'm sure that I have something with me. Yeah, for sure.
I have that too. I have to start like counting little objects or like spots on the wall. I mean, is this good? I don't know if this
right,
is
to do
good
what,
audio,
to
but this,
pee? To pee?
To pee. Yeah. To
get once I'm
going.
There,
I
can really go for it. Like, then it's fine. It's just a matter of, I don't know. I think there's a lot of bladder up in this body. I'll tell you what, a lot of bladder. Wait, what else? I hope so many fun people are listening to this. I have so many people I hope are hearing me talk about my huge bladder. It's like, what? Is this on the free part of the episode? I should probably put the paywall right before that part. Wait, also, what else was I going to say? I'm trying to think of other scary memories like that from a kid. Those two are up there. There has to be another one. I don't know. I had I remember my nightmare that I had, which I've talked about, like a white, big statue, but with a big gut, wearing a red t-shirt, but the gut is like poking out through the red t-shirt, chasing me through a town. Yeah. that was not a great one.
What's that about? Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know. But what's weird is every now and again, I'll see, I feel like recently even, I don't remember where this was, but I saw an image that looked like this. I remember what it looked like. It was like a white, I think my parents had a friend who was like a bigger guy. Nothing creepy ever happened, but probably that image got into my head somehow. And so it was like a statue version of him with like his belly sticking out of a little red baby tee. Horrible, chasing me.
I remember like after I saw E.T. as a kid, I was looking at some, it was a summer night, and I was looking into across the street, the neighbor's window, and into their kitchen. And the woman was like cutting carrots, and a carrot rolled off the counter. And then I really saw this, a creepy alien hand came up from below the counter and put the carrot back on the counter.
You know, you've talked about this alien hand. You talked about the hand.
That was another thing.
Are you sure? I have a few questions about this.
Okay.
Are you sure it wasn't? Are you sure it wasn't something? How can you describe the alien hand to me?
Yeah, it was literally just like E.T.'s hand, like long fingers, like brown and gnarled.
Was it maybe a child who put Tootsie Rolls on their fingers? You know, I used to do that.
Yeah, it could be. It could be, yeah. No, but in my memory, I was like, I know this is impossible. It didn't happen, but I saw it, so I don't know.
Wow. Ah, look at us. Alien hands, circus tents. It's all happening today in Midnight Snack. We're unpacking a lot of things. It's early in the morning. Beautiful day here in Miami, by the way. I'm in Miami a few more days. Excited to leave. I wish I could say otherwise, but I'm ready to go. I was maybe going to stay longer. You know, I have this dilemma, which is go back to Amsterdam, which I have some other things coming up this month. So I'm only going to be there like for a week or two, but go back to Amsterdam where it is freezing and raining every single day. I get the weather notifications every morning. And then I look out the window and it's like sunny and it's 70 degrees. It's beautiful here. But I'm also, I have no friends here and nothing to do. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm slowly, and yet I've been in a good mood. I actually have, because I've been exercising a lot. That's the thing that I'm doing is I wake up, I go, oh, I sprained my ankle yesterday. I talked about it on the show yesterday, but it's bad. It's worse than I thought. Do you know how? I'll repeat it for those who missed.
What happened?
Show. It's really swollen. Now, you know, my ankles are my loveliest feature. People are always like, you're so hard on yourself. Not when it comes to my ankles. I don't think Michelangelo could carve more beautiful ankles. I'll be honest with you. They're
Michelangelo.
Just, that's funny. Well, he's back. You know, it could go either way with me sometimes, but that one really hit in a beautiful way. Michelangelo. Well, that's the name of the show. Thanks, Dan. So I'm walking. I have my little workout clothes on. I've been buying, I shop here every day. You know, I don't even buy anything. I just go and I return the next day. That's my job is I go, I buy stuff, come home. My mom yells at me. I'm like, all right. So I return it. So yesterday before I recorded my show, put on my Sweaty Betty leggings and a little fleece because it was chilly out. And I start my walk and I'm really moving. I tried to walk to the Barbara Streisand book and she was slowing me down because she speaks so slowly. Even if you speed her up, it actually puts me to bed. If any of you are having sleeping issues, you're looking for a way to like get knocked out. It's not to say her stories are boring. They're not, but they're endless. And it's a 48-hour long audiobook, Dan.
I was going to ask, like, how many? Because it's like 1,000 pages, right?
It's 48 hours long.
Jeez.
That's unheard of. I love to talk. People here know. If I ever write my life story, it's not 40. I have enough self-awareness to know that that's comically obtuse. I mean, it's just, no, is that even the right word? It just would not work. Anyway, so I'm listening to my music walking, and I'm on a narrow sidewalk path that leads to the wider path that people walk, the big circle that people walk around, right? So I'm on the narrow part of it and I feel a presence come up behind me and it's the guy, it's the statue. No, it's a couple. And I talked about this with Jordan Carlos, if you want to hear me tell the story again, but a couple comes behind me on Lime scooters or whatever brand it was, like the electric scooters on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Cause there's a street next to me with cars, albeit empty, but nevertheless. And I think she rang her bell at me. And you know, it's that horn is a different kind of horn. It's not, I really don't like it. I'm happy that you know it. Because, you know, a bicycle bell, there's something old fashioned about it that's like newsies, like, hey, mister, out of the way, a bike's coming.
Yeah.
You know, gling, gling. It's like, hi. A car horn is obviously like, I'm going to kill you. But then a Lime horn should be friendlier. And instead, it's like, HR manager voice. It's so annoying. It's like, it's just so honky and fucking obnoxious. And so I must have felt the vibrations like Beethoven behind me, because I know she did honk at me. And to be fair, was I on the right side of the path? The whole path is the width of my ass plus 5 inches. I mean, it's a narrow path. So like, was I walking to the right side of the path? There's no way to do that because it's too narrow. You know, if no one else is coming, when people come toward you, of course you can move out of the way and both clear it, but you have to like consciously kind of get out of their way. You know what I mean? It's not a comfortable place.
Right. You have sidestep.
Exactly. Yeah. So I hear like, hee hee behind me. And I turn and there's just this annoying couple. And you know what the truth is? They didn't do anything wrong. I mean, I've really been unpacking this in the past 24 hours. The question is, do those Lime scooters go on the road or do they go on the sidewalk? I think they do go on the sidewalk. I hate to say it. In New York, where do they ride? In the bike lane, probably.
They do go on the sidewalk. Well, people ride them on the sidewalk. I wish they would go on the road.
That's how I feel.
On the sidewalk. Yeah.
But they ride it on the sidewalk. Right. So they were doing what you're supposed to do. I just wish those things didn't exist at all. But she, it was, by the way, it was like 8:15 in the morning. This is not like it's at noon. Not that it would matter, but it's like early in the morning. They're all dressed up. They're like a young, rich couple. She's got an annoying Louis Vuitton tote bag on, like, you know, the basic bitch tote. She may as well have just been in like a one single UGG with eye holes. Like, that is who this woman was. Like, you know, Fat Albert style, just UGG it up, just over her head like a hat. So she had her Louis on and she was wearing all white. I mean, they were like an attractive couple. That didn't make it better, by the way. And then he was behind her. So I moved out of the way for them. And he actually gave a nod, like a thank you nod. They really couldn't have done it in a better way. I mean, they did what they were supposed to do. It didn't mean that I wasn't annoyed. I was like, I just was annoyed. It scared me, first of all. And I just didn't like it. I was like, I just don't like that these people, you know, I'm an old crabby woman who hates circuses. Like, you know who I am now. This is me. What?
Well, when I learned the rules of the road, the top of the food chain is the pedestrian. It was before scooters and everything else. I don't know what they tell people now, but the pedestrian is the king and everyone else has to maneuver around safely around the pedestrian, right?
You know what it is? The right to bare feet. The road. The right to bare feet.
That's right.
And that is it. That is
my barefoot as well.
I was barefoot. Yeah. I was completely barefoot. Three guys jerking off near me. I'm like, I know they're beautiful. Stop. Oh my God. Anyway, so they go around me and I'm like so annoyed just at their whole vibe, even though again, they were.
Yeah.
The thank you nod was where I realized like, they're okay. Like, you need to calm down. You know what I mean? But I still was pissed. I'm sorry. I'm a human being. And I was just kind of watching them ride away. I didn't say anything. I was just mad inside, you know, watching them ride away. And as I watched them, I wasn't paying attention to where I was stepping. And I essentially stepped like this path curves so that you can like cross the street. And I stepped off. I mean, honestly, it was karmic, I felt, because I was like kind of bitchy, at least in my mind I was, you know?
Yeah.
And then I stumbled. So my right foot twisted. Then God, my back foot. And you know, listen, I'm a tall girl. When I fall, it's Jurassic Park water for at least a mile. Everyone within a mile had the lines in the water.
People hear it. Michelle falls in the park.
Baby, it's Reykjavik. There's a volcano afoot. So I kind of twisted the right ankle. And thankfully, I think it would have been 100 times worse. My left foot, thankfully, caught me. You know, like I didn't fall to the ground. I think my whole weight had gone. I would have been in crutches today for sure because it went. And thank God my left foot, man, like there was road behind me that I caught it, you know? But it's swollen today. I mean, I can walk on it. It could be much worse, but I can walk on it. But like the ball of my ankle, that little ball, it's red and it's fat. And I hate that. It's just like, I hate having a big ankle. I love my little baby ankles.
Elevate it and ice it.
I know. You know, and just the other day, I was trying on old dresses of my mom's here. I have a very exciting...
I know.
Go on.
And just the other day,
big
I was...
oversized hat.
genuinely kicking in toilet doors like kindergarten cop. No, my mom, I found a dress of hers, which has, I have a very fancy holiday party in Paris next month. Mm. I realize the things I'm saying, you know, everyone knows I have one very elegant friend in Paris. I feel like it's where I always feel like I look like a scrappy sea urchin, like I or street urchin, any kind of urchin. I always feel like I'm never up to scratch, you know, because they're so elegant.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, what do I wear? I'm going specifically for two nights just to go to this party, which I'm excited about. And by the way, Dan, you're more than welcome to join if you find yourself in Paris. But
thank you.
You're welcome. So, you know, I figured, okay, I mean, I have a lot of elegant things, obviously, that I never have an occasion to wear. So in a way, this is like the perfect night for me. But my mom has this dress, which is vintage from the 80s, Adrian Vittadini. She got it at Lohmann's. The top is like a black knit with shoulder pad, fitted, dropped waists, and then a big black taffeta poof skirt that goes right below the knee. So I tried it. It fits perfectly. And then I put a little heel on with it. And what's crazy is that both my mom and dad were like, look at those ankles. I said, I know. So I hope that poi, there wasn't a curse put on my ankles that day. I mean, it just feels like we were just marveling my svelte ankles. And then now I have a big red one. It's so unfair to me because of these
karma.
Scooter idiots. I know. Yeah. Ugh, but then I also feel like if I do wear this dress, it is almost too much of a statement because the poof skirt part is dramatic. So it is, it's very elegant and it certainly is, it's a statement.
Yeah.
But
do
I'm
it.
Not sure. You think I should?
Yeah,
I
have to... do it. It's like
really?
Your one chance. Yeah. Wow them.
All right. I know. I'm worried that it's going to be too, wow them, baby. Everyone's going to be like, look at her ankle in French. Look at that big fat ankle. I think in 2 weeks it'll be better. I would any professional, what would it be, physiologists, who would be the people to weigh in on this?
Well, I actually fell down, I slipped in the subway like a couple weeks ago, maybe two and a half weeks ago, and I really pounded my ass. It was like black and blue. It took about 10 days and that was really bad.
By mid-December, I'm touching it out. Honestly, it really could be much worse. I think I must have just done a little baby tear. I walked all day yesterday. I was fine. It hurt, but I could walk. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
All right.
Wait, okay. I have to tell you about my trip because I did go to Paris myself.
Yes.
For Thanksgiving,
oh my God. Tell me everything.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, so I did get in a fight on the way over there.
Stop it.
Yeah.
To hear the rest of the episode, you know what to do. Go to patreon.com/mishcall. You can hear the rest of this hilarious midnight snack. You can also sign up for a free trial. You can hear our daily episodes of the Michelle Collins Show. They're all funny. They're all great. Head over there and enjoy it. And we will see you here next week. Bye, guys. And that's the episode. We hope you loved it. Again, if you want to hear this show every single day, go to www.patreon.com/mishcall. M-I-C-H-C-O-L-L. You can also follow me on Instagram, X, TikTok, all the things. Mishcall, M-I-C-H-C-O-L-L. I'm running myself into the ground for content and I want you to be a part of it. So we'll see you over there. And thanks again for joining us. Bye, guys.